So Phoenix FM, we are here day one of Rise Festival. It's quite early on in the festival, but I'm chatting to a band who have, well, just done your set, haven't you? So I'm here with a brand new friend. Who wants to talk first? There's four of you here.
Hello, how's it going?
So you are?
My name's Taylor, and I play the guitar. I'm brand new friend.
Shall we get each one of you to introduce yourselves? Who wants to go next?
Hello. I'm Luke Harsh, play drums, brand new friend.
I'm Lauren, I sing and play keys in Brand New Friend.
I'm Aaron, I play bass in Brand New Friend.
And the more astute listeners might hear a certain accent there. You're all from Northern Ireland, aren't you?
Yeah, are indeed, yeah. We're from half in the North Coast, half from Belfast.
And I mean, there's such a history of music from Northern Ireland. It's awkward because I always talk to a band and then say, who are your influences? And, you know, first off, people talk about the area they're from. But I mean, ultimately, how would you describe your music?
I would always sort of try and say that we are like indie pop with a little bit of a punk kind of sentiment sometimes.
Sure. Putting your own slant on it, yeah.
Yeah, we're heavily influenced by a band that are just over beside me there, Ash, who we just came off tour with, who are also from Northern Ireland, obviously. But yeah, we'd be a bit like Ash, a bit more poppy than Ash maybe, but yeah, that's how it is.
And you say you just came off tour with them?
Yeah, we just did 3 dates with them. 2 days ago we finished, so that was pretty cool.
Wow. And this is where, I mean, I was going to say, you're doing Reading, you're doing Leeds, you're doing some of the festivals, but I mean, when they told you you'll be supporting Ash, how did you feel?
Oh, it was, that's some question, because I don't even know how to sum it up. It was overwhelmed, I suppose, would be the main one, and obviously I was so happy about it. And it was all because of Taylor, actually. You might want to ask Taylor about how that came about.
Okay, so see, this is where you're building up a following as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Ash were playing a festival back where we're from, around this time last year, and I broke into the dressing room after the gig. I just walked in, and the guys were there, and I just told them, look, I'm in a band, and we love you to bits, and would you take us out on tour? And Tim Wheeler and the boys were just sort of like, who is this kid, you know, just breaking in? But I gave him a CD, and, you know, Trudy is where he listened to it and said he would if he liked it, and he liked it. And a year on, we got to support them. So it was amazing, you know. I just took a mad risk prison time, but it was worth it. You know?
That's fantastic, though, because when they say, oh, yeah, just give me a CD, you probably think, oh, well, at least he's humoured me.
Yeah, that's it. I totally didn't expect him to even listen to it at all, but he did. And, we were very, very pleased that he liked it.
Wow. So when you're supporting, and I mean when you're doing the gigs here at the festivals as well, it's your debut album, isn't it? And that's what you're promoting at the moment then. Seatbelts for Aeroplanes.
Well, the name kind of came about from me and my brother and our younger brother were going on a little trip to see a band that we really liked, and we had to fly over because the gig was in England, and our little brother made a comment about seatbelts on aeroplanes. Is this right, Taylor? And he sort of said, if the plane crashes, is a seatbelt really going to do anything? And Taylor wrote it down on his phone immediately and thought, great idea for a song title. And then that's basically where it came about. I think I'm getting that story correct.
Because you've got some brilliant song titles on that album as well. I mean, Mediocre at Best and A&E always sort of, those two that have sprung out as well.
I think Mediocre at Best, Taylor wrote that, I think, about himself.
And
A&E, I'm not sure. What's A&E about? Some girl you fancy who's a paramedic or something?
A&E's about where you're going to be if you keep in comments like that.
So it seems to be almost a sibling rivalry going on with the band as well.
Yeah. Well, Taylor's my brother, so occasionally that can sort of rise up a little bit, but also between the other members as well. They're just crazy.
Rapscallions.
You've known each other a long while then, have you? That comes across, I've got to say.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, well, obviously, me and Taylor have known each other for a very long time. And we've known the guys for ages too. So it's a really good dynamic to have in the band as well. We think it works really well for us.
We didn't know Luke could play drums when we first met him. He was just our mate. And Aaron told me one day, he's like, yeah, I've been jamming with him for ages. He's a great drummer. And I was like, no, he's not. Luke's just our mate. He comes to the pub. He can't drum. And lucky for us, he's a really good drummer. So, we got lucky again on that one.
And it's, suppose living in an area where you don't have to travel too far and there is quite a population as well, you're more likely to know good drummers, aren't you?
It's occasionally, we've always sort of found from other bands that we're friends with, sort of saying that a drummer's really hard to find. I don't really know why or why people don't, I don't know, but we just got quite lucky. We're like, we're being really nice to you today. Look, you should be really appreciative of this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll give you the chance to answer. They're bigging you up. Does that normally happen?
No, not really. I'm usually getting slagged off in some way or slapped or something like that. But yeah, they're being very nice for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what they want off me, but we'll leave it at that.
And I mean, of you, do you come up with the songs together? You know, who are the main songwriters here?
Well, it's definitely a team effort. Like, I mean,
they all pointed at you, though.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, yeah, for album one, yeah, I would write the songs and bring them in, but it's not done until we've all put our spin on it, and that's the way we always work. I'll bring a song to practice, and we're all working it together, and it's definitely nowhere near the finished product when I take it in. It's very rough on the acoustic guitar, but Lauren, Aaron, and Luke are the ones who make it what it is. Really, if I come up with the original idea, that's class, but it's a Brandy Friends song. It's not a Taylor song, you know.
And I mean, you've got that first album. You are getting ready for a second album now, then, are you as well?
We're trying our best. We've all been sort of writing. Taylor's written some like 300 songs or something for the second album so far. I've written a couple, and then I think the guys have just been dabbling as well. So hopefully within the next year or so, we should be able to get something out. We've no plans. We don't have a record deal either to get an album out. We only have one record. We've only got a deal for one album, and it's already out. So, hopefully we'll be able to
Sign us, please, if you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anyone wants to find out more, then that's your plan, then. You need a record deal for that second album. How are people going to find out more? Your website's the best bet to go first, is it?
Luke, do you want to tell them where they can find us?
We're on all the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. And then
LinkedIn as well.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Yeah. You can find me on Tinder, and there's Seatbelts for our Pains of Debut albums on Spotify and all them streaming services and Bat and iTunes, and you can nip down to your local record shop and buy a copy of it.
Get it on vinyl as well.
Oh, of course you can get it on vinyl, yeah. Too, and pink vinyl's pink, and it's a bit see-through, and it's absolutely gorgeous, so yeah, get that one.
Look. Fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to us. And good luck with the second album as well and the tour, the rest of it.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Cheers. Lovely to chat to you. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys. Bye.